Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. Tonight, we're discussing the current food situation in Zimbabwe and food aid registration in drought-ravaged regions. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. The first criminal trial of a former U.S. president is set to begin this coming week in New York City. Donald Trump's hush money case will start Monday with jury selection. Separately, President Joe Biden, who is seeking re-election, will hit the campaign trail in Pennsylvania. VOA's Veronica Banderas Iglesias has the details.
The battleground state of Pennsylvania was the last election campaign stop for Donald Trump ahead of his hush money trial on Monday in New York. He faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, allegedly to hide a 2006 sexual encounter with porn star Stormy Daniels. During Saturday's rally in Schnecksville, the presumptive Republican presidential candidate once again decried the case as a witch hunt.
They're all Biden trials, you know that, right? And I'm proud to do it for you. Have a good time watching.
Since this will be the first criminal trial ever of a former president, the case will indeed be under scrutiny, noted political analyst Calvin Dark.
I believe that so far the judges, for the most part, judges and the prosecutors, have done a really good job in trying to make sure that the treatment that Trump gets is as close as possible to what the average American would expect if they were in a similar situation.
Appearing Sunday on ABC's This Week, the governor of New Hampshire, Republican Chris Sununu, said he doesn't expect the hush money trial will have major political ramifications for Trump.
He'll probably go back on the campaign trail and almost like rehash what's going on. He'll try to victimize it, and that has worked for him.
Bless you all.
President Joe Biden's attention, meanwhile, has been fully engaged in the response to Saturday's attack by Iran on Israel. But he's also expected to hit the campaign trail this coming week with a three-day visit to Pennsylvania. The main talking point, the economy.
He's going to be talking about the fact that there's some indications of improvement in the economy, although the inflation report list last week was not a good one for the administration.
Another topic that the Biden campaign has been boosting and could continue to focus on this week is the protection of reproductive rights, especially after Trump said last week that the decision on abortion should be left to the states. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Thanks, Veronica, for that report. In other news, ruling ZANU-PF party spokesperson Chris Muchangwa says his party will lead the government food aid distribution program in regions crippled by drought. Muchangwa was speaking at a press conference in Harare today. Indications are that over 3.7 million Zimbabweans need food aid in drought-ravaged provinces. President Emmerson Mnangagwa recently declared the current drought a national disaster. He appealed for help with food aid amounting to $2 billion United States dollars. Some opposition activists claim that the government food aid is being distributed along political lines. Let's hear what Muchangwa had to say about the food aid distribution.
That's why we had a central committee meeting yesterday at the World Aid, to go and be on the lookout so that we superintend this system by providing information to the central government about any areas where there may be deficits or where there may be discrepancies from our governance system. So the government bureaucracy be aware that the party will be superintending people at the village level to make sure that people don't starve. And if you are a government bureaucrat, you get legs in your assignment, don't be surprised if the system picks you out. Because we don't want our people to starve as a party. We are determined to make sure that we win this war the way we want the education one, the way we want COVID one. So there are three aspects, which is the government at macro level, appealing, using its resources and appealing to everybody of goodwill to come to our help. That is the marshalling the resources to fight El Nino. Then the application of those resources, which is happening through the government machinery, which has been tweaked, which is being told to make, to actually make sure that they go up to the individual level to make sure that there's no stability. Then there is the added aspect of political supervision by the ruling party. We are making our structures to make sure that everybody delivers to expectation. So with this holistic system, we think we will conquer.
That there was ZANU-PF spokesperson Chris Muchangwa speaking to reporters in Harare. Speaking at a different event held in Harare to address the food situation, Patrice Tala, sub-regional coordinator for Southern Africa's Food and Agriculture Organization and the Zambezi Water Course Commission, today entered into a partnership aimed at fostering the commitment of both organizations to address food security within the region. Tala had this to say.
With over a quarter of global energy consumption dedicated to food production and supply, meeting the needs of a projected significant growing population by 2050 will necessitate a 60% surge in food production. The Water Energy Food Nexus underscores the importance of balancing often competing interests while safeguarding ecosystem integrity. Through joint efforts, ZAMCON and FAO will implement initiatives that promote sustainable agriculture, enhance water use efficiency, and build climate resilience in the Zambezi water course region. The focus on the Water Energy Food Nexus underscores the need for an integrated approach to tackle the complex challenges facing communities and ecosystems. As we embark on this journey together, we are committed to enhancing the resilience of communities and institutions against climatic shocks, improving data and information services for water management, supporting infrastructure development for sustainable agriculture, and promoting integrated land and water resource management to bolster food security.
That was Patrice Tala, sub-regional coordinator for the Southern Africa's Regional and Agricultural Organization, speaking in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And today we are talking about the current state of food aid registration and distribution in Zimbabwe amid a devastating drought. And we are honored today we have an in-studio guest, Ezra Chisa Sibanda, based in Zimbabwe. Yeah. Welcome to Studio 7. He is our correspondent, Ezra Sibanda. Welcome, Ezra.
Thank you, Marvelous. It's good to be here. I love your studio. I love the setup. I love everything.
First of all, Ezra, what brings you to Washington, D.C.?
I came to Washington, D.C. because there was this Ilan Elkan, who's a benefactor of Highlanders Football Club. Mm-hmm. He used to bring soccer players to come to the United States of America to come for college football. He invited me to come here and be the guest and be the master of the ceremony when he put all those players together, over 60 of them. So it was just a get-together just to catch up with what had been happening to them over the last 30 years.
Ezra, you have been working on the ground in rural Zimbabwe. Please tell us about the current drought situation. How is it?
I've never experienced what I've seen in rural Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Matelan South, North Midlands, Maswingwe, where I taught, this is going to be the serious year, serious drought, devastating drought is already started. People are going hungry. There's nothing. There's no water. Whatever they did, they did well doing agriculture, and they plowed. They did everything. But again, in January of this year, when those things were bent down, they started again plowing and farming. Again, the rains disappeared. And all of a sudden, the rains came, but there's nothing. The dams are empty. There's no food. And a lot of people will starve this year. Zimbabwe needs help on this.
And what about the distribution of food aid along political lines? They've been, you know, people have been trading barbs, the opposition trading barbs with the ruling party. What are you seeing on the ground from previously?
The sad thing that the president speaks well, that everyone should get food aid. When I was in Lupane at Pupu, he actually told that there's no one who's going to be left behind. He has made it clear, President Mnangagwa has made it clear that everyone should get, no matter the political party they belong to. But the sad thing is, the locals, the people, the leadership in different districts, they take over and they do selectively and give those who are their friends or who they belong to. They decide to say, no, this one is not coming to our meetings, or this one is a member of this political party. Yet the government, we have stated clearly that the food aid is for everybody.
Thank you. Please stay there. We are now joined via Skype by Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF and independent political analyst Tawanda Jokora. Welcome to the program, gentlemen. Thank you there. Mr. Jokora, are you on with us? Anyway, I'll start. Thank you there. I'll start with Mr. Mavaza of ZANU-PF. We were hearing there Mr. Chris Muchangwa of ZANU-PF saying that they're going to make sure that their party members get this food aid. But is that not distributing food aid along party lines?
No, it's not necessarily that. Chris Muchangwa says our party members should not start. That does not mean other party members should not get the food. He's simply saying, as a spokesperson for ZANU-PF, he speaks for ZANU-PF. And therefore, speaking for ZANU-PF, he says ZANU-PF members should not starve along with all other Zimbabweans. He does not discriminate. He does not give others credit.
We're losing you. Yeah, we're losing you there, Mr. Mavaza, your connection. But I'll switch over now to Mr. Jokora. You heard what Mr. Mavaza is saying there for ZANU-PF. What says you regarding the food situation distribution in Zimbabwe?
I think every Zimbabwean should just get angry after listening to Mr. Muchangwa and also after listening to what Dr. Mavaza is trying to do here, defending the indefendable. There has to be a separation of powers between ZANU-PF and the government. In all African countries, in Southern Africa in particular, food aid is being led by the government. But we are seeing in Zimbabwe that food aid is being led by the party. And we heard Mr. Muchangwa openly saying that they do not want ZANU-PF supporters to be starving. What about the other party supporters? What about the other Zimbabwe? And we know, if we want to be honest, ZANU-PF supporters are just a minimal number of the population in Zimbabwe. maybe just a third of the population in Zimbabwe. It means the majority of the 4 million people that are said to be starving right now are not going to get food aid. Because what ZANU-PF does when they get to the rural areas, they ask people to produce party cards, and then the food is given to those that produce party cards. It means that the people that do not have party cards, ZANU-PF party cards, will not have food, will not have access to food. Those people are going to starve to death. This is not the first time that ZANU-PF has done that. The land reform program, you know how it was done. It was people that are perceived to be ZANU-PF that are benefited from the land reform program. COVID came. The money that was donated by America, by the United Kingdom, by Europe, was given along party lines. You heard the ministers and members of parliament from ZANU-PF asking people to produce cards so that they could get money that was meant for those that were suffering from or that were affected by COVID-19. The farm implements program is also being done even up to now. It's people that are said to be belonging to ZANU-PF that benefit from that. And now we have a devastating drought, and we are having a respected person like Mr. Mutsvangwa saying that ZANU-PF supporters are not going to starve. That statement alone alienates all other Zimbabweans, and that it should not be the case. When Mr. Mnangagwa went with his hands begging, came to America, sent emissaries, sent messages to the United Kingdom, to Europe, where they are begging for money, unfortunately, to those people that they perceive their enemies, they are going there to ask for money. That money must be benefiting all Zimbabweans. It should not benefit
Thank
a certain
you.
Number of Zimbabwe.
Thank you there, Mr. Tawanda Jokora. I will come to you, Ezra, here in the studio, and I would like you to speak in Ndebele on, you know, how you think, you know, the situation is going in Zimbabwe. We've just seen there's a new current in the ZIG. Does everyone, especially in the rural areas, really understand what is going on regarding this new currency ahead of this drought?
Not at all. I want to ask Mari. That money is not available. When I left Zimbabwe, it wasn't available. Abantu balahlelwe imali, they lost money from their eco cash. Abantu balahlelwe imali, they couldn't buy airtime unless someone had US dollar cash. So the problem system yangkhona vele, the way it was or the way it is at the moment, is not benefiting ordinary people. Talking about food aid, like the gentleman just spoke, the problem, the messages are getting mixed. When the head of state says everyone should get, and then we hear a spokesperson as ZANU-PF said, is ZANU-PF would administer that, it becomes unfair. The message, when it goes down to the person in the district, he will take what his information person, Mr. Mutsvangwa, is saying, to say, we are in charge, we are doing this. From the government. Yet it should be the government program. Nobody else should interfere.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there. Coming back to you, Mr. Mavaza, you heard there what Mr. Jokora said. He is pointing a finger at your party, ZANU-PF, that, you know, there are mixed messages, the message that comes from the president and the message that comes from your party spokesperson are different. What do you say?
I must appreciate that when the president speaks, he speaks on behalf of the country, on behalf of Zimbabwe. When Comrade Mutsvangwa spoke, he was speaking on behalf of ZANU-PF. So you do not expect a ZANU-PF spokesperson to speak on behalf of CCC or opposition. He spoke on behalf of his party. But at the end of the day, the spokesperson for the government will come and speak one day. He will explain to you who is supposed to benefit. But for now, the president had said, as the president of the country, that every Zimbabwean is going to benefit. Nobody is going to starve in Zimbabwe. We are all going to be fed. The food is going to be there. And we are having a lot of our well-wishers who are donating food to Zimbabwe. And with the little funds we have put aside as a government, we are using it again to buy as much food as possible. Remember, this is not only the drought in Zimbabwe. It is in Southern Africa. So Southern African countries, we are all at the same level of suffering from this drought. But however, at the end of the day, we realize that the food distribution, ZANU-PF is going to distribute. And why is it? Because it is the ruling party. And why would it distribute? It will distribute because its members are the most majority of people who are suffering. But they are not distributing on party instances. They are not distributing on party grounds or party lines. They are distributing on national lines, even though they will make sure that no ZANU-PF member is going to starve and no Zimbabwean is going to starve. And we, at the end of the day, look at it now. We don't have opposition anymore. CCC is gone. The blue is not yet born. And therefore, on that basis, there is no suffering of any opposition member because they are not there. So Zimbabwe and Zimbabweans will benefit, will get food, will get food from those who distribute food. And we do not have...
Mr. Mabuza, if I can just hold you there, I have a listener calling in from Zimbabwe. Hello, Mkoma Farai, Variku Zimbabwe, Magadi. Ai watiri wadi, Mkoma Farai, Murkunzwa nyairi mugango inyaye chikafu. Zvaka mira sei kwa muri ikoko, vanhu vari kupiwa chikafu here pasina kuti uri kubvamba mani kana kuti kwakamira sei. Okay, saka muri kuti mimi chimwe chikafu vamwe vari kunyoresa hama dzavo dzisiri dzogara munzvimbo idzodzo.
Alright,
I want to tend Mkoma Farai, thank you. Israel, you're hearing there from our caller. He's saying that what he's seen in his area is that, you know, because the food is, you have to go and register to the sabuku. Sometimes, you know, there's a bit of corruption. What's your experience from when you've been covering this topic at home?
Indeed, the gentleman is telling the truth. Even these organizations which are donating food aid, they tend to trust and believe some of the people in those areas. Those people are told, can you write down the names of all those people who benefit to find a sabuku? Is writing the friends or the family and say, in this homestead, there are about 15 people lying, actually misleading those people. Because there's no fact checking. Nobody comes here to check. Let me see physically. Then those are disciplines, they come and put it there and they start saying, oh, so-and-so, this one, check. That's how it is. That's where the problem is. So we are saying the NGOs, they should even do more and try and see that the people who they put in those local areas, the district, they are also supervised.
Vachokora imbopindirai muri kunzwa zvanga zviri kutaurwa nemuteereri Farai ari kutaura iye kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo kuna ana sabhuku vamwe vanenge vakunyoresawo vamwe vasiri vemunzvimbo imomo kana kuti vemunzvimbo imomo pachiitika uri pane zvingaitwa here kuti izvi zvigadzirike semaonero enyu?
Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti tinoda hurumende inoda vanhu, tinoda hurumende ine tsitsi nevanhu vayo, tinoda hurumende isingasarudze vanhu kuti uyu ndewe kwanhingi, uyu ndewe pati yekwani. Izvo zvambotaurwa namukoma Ezra kuti mashoko ari kutaurwa navamutsvangwa ndo mashoko anozonoshandiswa namasabhuku nemachief kuti vanhu vedu havafanhi kufa nenzara. Kana zvatodaro zvaakutongoreva kuti chikafu chaakusvika kune vanhu vashoma. Ruzhinji rweZimbabwe runenge risingawani chikafu. Tinozviziva isu kuti ZANU-PF haina vateedzeri vakawanda, ine vanhu vashoma shoma. Saka vanhu vakawanda veZimbabwe vanotevera mapato anopikisa. Saka tichaona vana veZimbabwe vazhinji vakawanda vachifa nenzara. Ndosaka zvuroriya taitaura kuti vanhu vari kudiaspora itogadzirirai kutumira ana mai venyu nana baba venyu mari yekusunza, mari yechikafu, nekuti vachaurayiwa nenzara. Hurumende inoda vanhu, inopa vanhu vose chikafu pasina kusarudza kana kuti uyo ngaauya akabata kadhi ngauya akadai. Ndozi rikuitika kuSouth Africa, ndozi rikuitika kuMozambique, ndozi rikuitika kuZambia, ndozi rikuitika kuMalawi. Hurumende dzeikoko dziri kupa vanhu vese chikafu.
Thank you, Mr. Jokora. I'm going to have to cut you off there, Mr. Jokora. I have a caller. Hello, caller Makadi. I want to read the tributary name of the caller. Eta uraiti nzwe panyaya yeye kupi wakweva nchikafu shwakamira sei kwa muri koko.
Mwadi?
Panyaya yeye kutiva nwapi we chikafu kana uti atingati food aid ilikunzi ilikuya shwakamira sei vanu waru kunyores kwa sei koko.
Akumu kwa zeta ziyo kuti famba sei kwa mwadi.
Asi munguva yapfuura zvanga zvichimbofamba sei vanhu vese vari kuwana here nekuti vamwe vari kuchema chema kuti kana uri uchibva kubato risiriro riri kutongwa vamwe vari kuti havasi kuwana chikafu kunyange hurumende iri kuti aiwa munhu wese anofanira kuchiwana
zvagara zvinhu zvavo zvimakore zvekuti kana uriiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiiii
ende tina vama vaza veza no PF varipo avo mungava uza utichi Thank you so much, caller. Mr. Mavaza, if you can just give us your last word reacting to what the caller just said. He said the message should be food for all Zimbabweans, not, you know, along party lines. Your last word.
No Zimbabwean is going to starve. Every Zimbabwean is going to benefit from this, and again, it's not going to be given on partisan grounds. So I would say to everyone, wherever you are, if there is a corruption of what they were talking about, where Masabuku would be writing names of people who are not there, you must report such anomalies, because that is not what ZANU-PF does. And that is corruption, that is wrong, and that must not be accepted. So if you see that happening wherever you find it, go to the nearest police station and make a report, and surely those people will be arrested, and those Sabukus will be arrested. They'll be stripped of the right of distributing food, because they have failed to satisfy the Zimbabweans who are having.
Thank you there, Mr. Mavaza. Mr. Jokora, your last word, just 10 seconds before we round off.
Stop weaponizing food aid. They should stop punishing Zimbabweans that did not vote for them and refused to give them food aid. That's not what a government of the people does. A government of the people serves everyone. Food must be made available to every Zimbabwean, because when they are going out there to beg for money, they are saying they are going to help all Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. Not ZANU-PF supporters.
Thank you so much there, gentlemen. I'm going to round off with you, my in-studio guest, Ezra. Yeah. What's your last word as you prepare to go back to Zimbabwe?
My last word is that Zimbabweans should be resilient. They continue working together. They should remain united. We are pleading to our government to say, use teachers, civil servants to distribute food aid to Zimbabweans. Just like you do the voter registration, you take civil servants to register people. Use that same mechanism.
Thank you so much there, Ezra. And is this what you expected when you came, the setup here?
No, but this is just beautiful. I never expected this. And, but when you were coming on, you were always looking so beautiful. I thought, yeah, maybe that's why. But your setup here in the studio is perfect.
Thank you very much. We were hearing there from our guest. We heard from Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. We also heard from Tawanda Jokora, an independent analyst. And also our in-studio guest, Ezra Chisa Sibanda, all the way from Zimbabwe, who graced us with his presence here. And for now, we'd like to thank all those that were streaming with us as well, so that please keep sharing our content. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.